Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now. 615-844-5600.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Zach Williams making sure everything runs great. Don't forget, we have no show tomorrow and Friday. However, I'll be back with you on Saturday morning with our countdown to kickoff tailgate show. Not only looking back at Thursday and Friday's action, but getting you all set up as far as top 25, SEC, and more. But certainly looking forward to you joining me once again this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Our good buddy Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. Alan, thank you as always. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, so at least it wasn't like 2 weeks ago when none of us were on the same side with our five picks. Last week, we were on the same side with three games. We were 2-1, a 67% winning percentage. But for the year, 16-5, 76% against the spread. And I bring that up because this week in the five games, we're on the same side with two contests. The first one, we like the Auburn Tigers plus the 24.5 against Alabama. No, we're not calling for back-to-back wins for the Auburn Tigers. We just don't think the Alabama Crimson Tide is going to win by that many, although I think it's safe to say we all look for decisive victory for the Crimson Tide against Auburn on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I agree on that. Like, I mean, Alabama's probably going to win the game, but we all know the Iron Bowl is the weirdest rivalry game every single year. And now, you know, first off, hope, you know, Nick Saban, you know, is healthy and, you know, progresses through all of this. But, you know, it's going to be weird, you know, with him, you know, probably not on the sidelines. So, yeah, I mean, you know, with all of that going on, yeah, give me the 24.5 points. Alabama will win probably by pretty big. But, yeah, I'm going to roll with Auburn on that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be right. I think you're going to sweat it out if you give the points and then end up falling just short. I think it'll be like low 20s, that type of margin of victory. But, you know, people forget that Gus Malzahn has three victories over Nick Saban and Alabama since 2013. So that's worth noting.
Yes.
The other one, you know, you'll be a little surprised on this one, by the way. It's not one we're unanimous on, but both Lee and myself, forget about just getting the points from Notre Dame. We're both predicting North Carolina to actually get the victory against Notre Dame on Friday afternoon.
Wow. I could see it. I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty good football game. You got two good teams. And yeah, you know, I'm interested to see how Notre Dame, you know, continues to progress through all this. But yeah, I see that, you know, I'm not only riding on the side of Notre Dame, you guys are going for the outright win. I like it.
The other one that we are all three on the same side, the Steelers game that was supposed to be played tomorrow night, now moved to Sunday, a 4-point favorite against Baltimore. Baltimore, look, they're already weakened at wide receiver anyway as far as weapons for Lamar Jackson. The running back situation now, instead of being a running back by committee, well, the committee kind of like it will not be a part of this equation with no Mark Ingram or Dobbins. Just Lamar Jackson and Baltimore nowhere near what they were last year. Plus, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, they've got some big holes right there in the middle of that defense. And I understand that, this is that time. They're going to put it together. Well, you haven't put it together all year like that, you know, against when it mattered in games that mattered. Lamar Jackson is still. Look, you can say what you want. I still think that what the Titans did to him last year is still hurting him this year.
Oh, big time. I mean, Mike Vrabel, he figured out the blueprint on how to take out Lamar Jackson in that offense, and we've seen it. You know, teams are mimicking it. Bill Belichick, you know, literally did the exact same thing. And, you know, here's the interesting part. So we saw when this game was postponed, when they announced that, and several Steelers players were very, very upset about it. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, if that game were to be played tomorrow, I still would have ridden on Pittsburgh's side. But now, oh my gosh, I'm all over Pittsburgh because I really think that they want to prove something now. And this could have been a game where they kind of, you know, got caught sleeping, maybe a little bit. Who knows? No, I think Baltimore's got their full attention now.
Are you concerned in games like this when all of a sudden, because when players are that outspoken about it, you wonder if it's now in their head, or the fact that, you know, here we are Wednesday, we're still talking Thursday, Friday, Saturday before we get to Sunday, that all that will play out and it will not be a problem for the Steelers on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, you know, I think it kind of depends on the team, and I think it depends on the coach. You know, if it were, you know, a younger team, you know, with a young head coach and, you know, kind of younger players, you know, I think that could affect them. But if you're talking about a Pittsburgh Steelers team who's veteran, you know, led with a veteran, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback and a head coach and Mike Tomlin who's been there, you know, and just that organization who understands and knows how to go about things, you know, the proper way, I think that it plays out well for them. So if it's the Steelers, yeah, I feel good with that. You know, and again, if it were a young kind of hotshot team, I can see that getting in their head. But the Steelers know how to do this, and especially it being a team that they absolutely hate and know more than anybody else.
The one that I'm on the opposite side of you and Lee, you both took Texas A&M at home, giving LSU the 14.5. This is the part that why I took LSU. First of all, Texas A&M, they have not played since November 7th. So they're going to go 3 weeks in between games. And when they last played, they went on the road and beat South Carolina, which it's South Carolina. And we saw it was a reason why Will Muschamp is no longer the head coach there. But you go back to Halloween. You know, they played Arkansas at home, and they survived 1-11. And we just saw what LSU did to Arkansas over the weekend. But the fact that A&M has not taken the field in 3 weeks, and LSU certainly looked good and took care of business last week against Arkansas, is the reason why I'm taking LSU plus the 14.5. And, you know, if I wanted a double-digit, you know, if someone said, okay, you got to pick one team to win that's a double-digit underdog, two teams I would have in mind are both in the SEC, LSU and Vanderbilt, who is a 15-point underdog to Missouri.
Yeah, I like those. I'll say this. This was by far the most difficult game to pick, at least for me, because I agree with everything that you're saying. We haven't seen A&M, you know, like you said, 3 weeks. They haven't been on the field. You know, and I think it kind of comes down to LSU, right? Like, you know, they did look good, you know, against Arkansas at times. At times they didn't. But I like that young quarterback that they have. The kid's got a rocket of an arm. And if they figure this thing out,
he's a freshman too. I mean, they've got three outstanding young, you know, either redshirt or true freshman quarterbacks with LSU. But Finley has looked good.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, and you know, again, like it. This was really, really the most difficult one for me to choose, and I wouldn't be surprised if anything happens. You know, like you kind of laid out. You know, in this game, you know, it was just really for me. It was going with the better team, and you know, just kind of hoping and praying. You know, in terms of the points that it works out, but that's a lot of points, especially you know with the hook there. So yeah, I mean that is by far the least confident game in that for me this week.
From a college standpoint, I'm going to get you. I want you to give me one college, one NFL game, the ones that are still scheduled at this point, too. By the way, but as far as on the college, one game that you feel like is your best bet, your biggest lock for the weekend.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point right there, right? Because we look across the board and we wonder, you know, who is going to step up? Who is the team, you know, that can really handle their business, you know, this week, right? So I kind of like your Vanderbilt play there. I mean, Vanderbilt's a cover machine. I really like what they've been doing. But I'll say this. The team in the lock for me is Indiana -11 against Maryland. I think Indiana is going to roll. I don't think that there's any hangover after that Ohio State game whatsoever. And their defense is averaging 3 turnovers per game, and their offense is playing very well as well. So, yeah, Indiana -11 for me, that's the one.
Interesting, because I'm on the opposite side with you. Now, if you're basing on the first time we saw Tagovailoa in Maryland, a different situation. But when he's out there, you know, I've been impressed. And so you wonder if there'll be a letdown with Indiana so emotionally fired up last week against Ohio State, coming all so close with that comeback in the second half to fall short. You wonder if that will have a carryover effect where I'm not predicting the outright win for Maryland, but I think that's way too many points. You know, Indiana's not that just yet.
Yeah, you know, and I'm with you on that. You know, and you bring up a really good point, too. you know, we don't know, you know, in regards to Indiana, like how they're going to bounce, you know, off of that Ohio State game, right? Like this is the first time we've ever really seen them, you know, in a big spotlight. You know,
well,
how
they have been big, but you have to go back to the late 60s. So it's been a while.
Yeah. I'll have to pull up the tapes on those. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest question, is how do they bounce off of that game? Because it could go one of two ways. You know, they could be flying, and they could honestly get a boost off that Ohio State game. Or, you know, Salina could go in there and rack them up, you know, because he's a fantastic quarterback as well. So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Hey, before we let you go, the NFL game, what is your biggest lock for either tomorrow or Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. It's going to be the Bills -5.5 at home against the Chargers. I think that the Bills are a much better team. I think they've got their offense rolling. I think it's a long trip for the Chargers to go out there. I'm going to roll with that one 100%. The second one would be the New York Giants to cover against Cincinnati. I think we're going to see how big of a Band-Aid that Joe Burrow was for that team. But if I had to choose one, it'd be Buffalo. What about you?
Hey, by the way, I'm on the same side with you. I like both of those. So
there we go.
Absolutely.
All right.
And don't sleep on the Jets. The Jets could actually get their first win this week, but they're getting 7 points from Miami. The Jets, to me, I'm taking the Jets plus the 7.
You know, let me say, I agree with you on that. And two, I hope that the Jets do get a win. Like, I don't want to see 18 go 0-16. Like, I don't ever want to see that. At some point, I hope that they do get at least one win so that, you know, they don't go down in history like that, because nobody deserves that.
Once again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. You know, I say this all the time on the air, how thankful I am for not only our friendship, but also our visits week in and week out. And just want to let you know that before we let you go. And also a chance and opportunity to let the listeners know what they can expect from Sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So first, I'm very thankful for you and the station and your show and all the listeners. Thank you. Seriously, you all mean the world to me. And yeah, it's fun. You know, really what we want to do is just give you the edge, you know, in terms of betting, whether it's college football, NFL, college basketball, you name it. You know, you don't have to bet every game, just bet the right games, you know, and that's really what would help you out. So yeah, go to sportsline.com. Quick round, check it out. Think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, thank you again. Be safe and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much.